Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Hoping you're having a very pleasant Friday. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. For the past several days, we have been going through an article that was in the August 2019 edition of Ensign Magazine. It was titled The Essential Role of Revelation, and it was written by Elder Terrence M. Vinson of the Presidency of the 70. Technically, it was based on a talk that he gave on September 25th, 2018, a talk that was originally titled, How Can We Know by Reason or by Revelation? And as we've been discussing these past several days, revelation, personal revelation, is very important to members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but the question that we have is, how does a Latter-day Saint know for sure that the revelation that they claim to have received really has its beginnings with the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit? That, we feel, is a very important question, and one that Latter-day Saints need to think about. Now, here's why I raise this. I'm going to give you a quote by Robert L. Millett. Robert L. Millett was a BYU professor. In his day, he was a pretty prominent Mormon apologist, wrote a lot of books defending the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Listen to what he says about personal revelation. He said this, "Our blessing is that we believe in personal revelation. Our curse is that we believe in personal revelation. That's the honest fact for me. There is a risk associated with the position we take towards God's ability to speak to you and me." I don't normally agree with Robert Millett, but this is one area in which I certainly do, and I think he's right. If you believe that God can give you this unique understanding of personal revelation, it comes with a huge risk. What if you are wrong? What if you judged improperly something you think is a revelation from the Holy Spirit when in fact it's not a revelation from the Holy Spirit? Do you think as a Latter-day Saint that you are going to be held responsible for believing what you think is a revelation from God when in fact it wasn't a revelation from God at all? So if you are going to believe that God allows every member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to have personal revelation, boy, you better hope they're going to be right. And unfortunately, even though members in the church can have personal revelation as they believe, this personal revelation cannot cross swords with the leadership. That's the limitations here. For instance, listen to what Joseph F. Smith, the sixth president of the church, said in his book, Gospel Doctrine. This is the 1986 edition, page 42.
"Whenever you see a man rise up claiming to have received direct revelation from the Lord of the church, independent of the order and channel of the priesthood, you may set him down as an impostor."
Now, what does this tell us? It means that the average member of the church, though he's allowed to have personal revelation, that personal revelation cannot contradict what the leadership in the church is saying. Well, wait a minute. If this was revelation from God, why should it contradict? It shouldn't, you would think, if in fact the revelations that the leaders of the church are believing and teaching are not right. Then you could say you've got a problem. But yet, look at the past of the LDS Church. Was every revelation ever given by the leadership in The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints proven to be true revelation from God? Come on, folks, let's look back historically. There were a lot of things that were taught by leaders of the past, which later proved to not be revelation from God at all. And I think that brings us to the last portion of this article by Mr. Vinson.
That is something that I think distinguishes the Latter-day Saint from the biblical Christian, is what is your final authority? And as we just read, according to this leader, the final authority is the church, the leaders, and what they have taught. For the Christian, it's the Bible. We're talking two distinct differences as far as authority goes, and I'm going to stick with the Bible because it's trusted, it's trustworthy to be able to be believed, but the leaders, as we're going to see, have not always directed people into true and correct revelation. On page 51, Mr. Vinson writes, "Clearly, we have a responsibility to know by both reason and revelation, with revelation being an essential component for spiritual knowledge and wisdom. That skill is exemplified by our prophet, President Russell M. Nelson. I assure you that he is a man of both the highest intellect and the highest faith, who depends on revelation and who receives it in absolute abundance."
Let me stop you there, Eric, because certainly I believe that Russell M. Nelson thinks that he is, in fact, a prophet of God.
There's no doubt about that, Bill.
I think that's one thing that makes him so different from a lot of the other guys who probably saw them as really CEOs with a title of prophet, but probably didn't take that as seriously as a guy like Russell M. Nelson.
I mean, here's a man who says that he's getting revelation at night. He's said that for several years. His wife confirmed that in 2018, that he wakes up with what he believes are revelations given to him by God.
Even though he claims that, most of what he's been coming up with are being described as mere policy changes, not really revelations in the way we understand it, especially in 19th century Mormonism. So when he makes a mistake and they have to redo something 3 years later, all of a sudden it goes from a revelation from God to merely a policy change. In other words, they're backpedaling, and a lot of his decisions are really not all that important, I would think.
And of course, you're talking about the change from 2016 when they did not allow children of homosexual parents to get baptized until they were 18, but they reversed themselves in 2019. So which one was the one that was revealed by God? They claimed that 2016, that came from God. Now they're claiming this is just a policy change and it could be changed at whim.
Well, let's look back in Mormon history. You have someone like Brigham Young. Brigham Young probably came up with some of the most outlandish teachings that you could ever imagine. Teachings that I'm sure he believed to be true at the time that he taught them, and teachings that his listeners probably believed to be true at the time he was teaching them. But yet, if you were to ask modern Latter-day Saints about some of the things that Brigham Young taught, they would probably roll their eyes just as quickly as we roll our eyes, knowing that what he was teaching can't possibly be a revelation from the Holy Spirit. And if you didn't believe what Brigham Young was saying, you probably got in trouble if you made those thoughts vocal and people started hearing what you were saying, because you did not contradict the leader of the church. And see, this is why I go back to what I read earlier about this idea of personal revelation. It's okay if you have personal revelation as long as you don't, as I said, cross swords with what the leadership has said. Listen also to what Joseph F. Smith said, the sixth president of the church, on June 21st, 1883. "It is not my business, nor that of any other individual, to rise up as a revelator, as a prophet, as a seer, as an inspired man, to give revelation for the guidance of the church, or to assume to dictate to the presiding authorities of the church in any part of the world, much less in the midst of Zion, where the organizations of the priesthood are about perfect, where everything is complete, even to the organization of a branch." My question is, regarding this prohibition, is if a person gets a revelation and it's really of the Lord, why couldn't you do that? Well, you see, it doesn't work that way in Mormonism. Your seniority and the position that you hold in the church dictates whether or not your revelation has any importance at all. And if it contradicts what the leaders are telling you right now, you better be quiet about it. You can keep it to yourself. You can claim it was a revelation in your own mind. But don't you dare go public and say that what you believe came from the Holy Spirit is in fact of God, because your leaders will contradict that and say you're out of line.
You're quoting from Joseph F. Smith, who was the sixth president. That was a long time ago. But in General Conference messages regularly, I think practically every single one in the last decade, you're going to have messages that talk about how they are the ones as the leaders to teach what is truth, and you need to accept what they have to say. So what Smith is saying is no different than what the leaders are saying today.
Well, one thing we do notice that what Smith is saying, even though he may not have said it, is the Bible is not the final authority.
Right.
And see, that's where we would certainly differ from the LDS people. We would say that the Bible is the final authority. Now, a Latter-day Saint may argue that the Bible is not to be trusted. That's a whole nother argument. But the fact is, that charge alone shows the significant difference between the worldview of Latter-day Saints and the worldview of New Testament Christians.
The last paragraph on page 51, as he concludes the article, I think is very, really important. It says, I have learned this truth through reason and through revelation. The more powerful of these two in knowing this and other spiritual realities has been the latter, revelation. My witness is born of the myriad spiritual experiences I have been blessed to see, feel, and receive. Do you notice, Bill, how he mentions reason, but he minimizes reason by saying revelation? And it sounds very spiritual. It sounds, wow, that guy really understands what is truth. And for a Mormon, I'm sure it resonates. But as we've been talking about this week, the idea of testing out your faith, to try it, to do what the Bereans did, and to read the scriptures to see if the teaching conforms to what the Bible says, so very important. And I think that's the problem with understanding that revelation is the most important thing in Mormonism, more important than reason, because if the reason does not lead you to a proper conclusion, then your revelation is meaningless.
And I think that's what makes this doctrine so dangerous, because Latter-day Saints aren't the only ones that feel God speaks to them. A lot of religious people feel God speaks to them.
Absolutely.
And as we know from American history, this can be very dangerous when people who feel certain things act on those feelings, and a lot of people get hurt. This is why, as Christians, we are so concerned for our LDS friends. It's not because we dislike them that we want to bring up these very uncomfortable things to them. We know they're uncomfortable. But sometimes hearing things that are negative can lead to something that's very positive. And how many times have we seen many very faithful Latter-day Saints listen carefully to the arguments that Christians have made regarding their faith as opposed to the faith of the LDS people, to realize that, hey, you know what? Those Bible-believing Christians, they have a point. That makes some sense when I look at the grander picture of everything. And this is why, Christian, we would encourage you, don't feel like you should stop talking to your Mormon friends about these kind of things, even though they might say, well, why are you being so negative? Why can't you say something positive? If it's truth, I would say it's positive. It might not be taken that way at the time it's being said, but the fact is, there's nothing wrong with truth. Truth is very important. It's very much a part of our Christian life.
When it comes to revelation, I do believe in revelation, as we said this week, but it's the revelation of God's Word, not based on what I can see, feel, and receive.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.